I'm Gwen Burton, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. In the David Owsley Museum of Art's Ball Brothers Foundation Gallery hangs Charles Pollock's Passim No. 10B, a small, non-representational painting containing 8 vibrating rhomboid shapes. These parallelograms are painted in subdued shades of teal, pink, and blue, and they sit against a muted lavender background. They are scattered across the composition, within a larger perimeter composed of irregular blue rectangles and pink lines that function as internal frames. The orientation of the central shapes resembles the sheet music of a player piano. Each rhomboid marks the vibration of a sound wave against the eardrum. With its cool colors and gentle geometries, the entire painting becomes a peaceful and pleasant song that encourages your eyes to take refuge in the image. Charles Pollock started his art career as a realistic painter, but began experimenting with abstraction in 1945. During this time, Pollock was also a professor at Michigan State University, where he taught design and printmaking. While Pollock's younger brother Jackson gained fame for large abstract expressionist paintings, Charles' abstractions like Passim No. 10B were more precise and modest in size. In 1971, Pollock retired and moved to Paris, where he completed his last 3 series, which exemplified his mastery of color and his interest in the visual representation of sound. We'd like to thank Ball State student Kelly Gooch for her research. The David Owsley Museum of Art is open weekdays 9 to 4:30 and weekends 1:30 to 4:30. More information can be found on the web at indianapublicradio.org/owsleymoment and bsu.edu/artmuseum.